Okay, we're holding in Halacha Hey Chavsev Chavtschaim Hilchosis Ruchilus Klal Tes Halacha Hey Vatano V'Levar Bez Hashem Yisbarach Oydike Godu Binyan Meilu V'Deizei Yisbarach Hagam Kein Prat Hachamishi Hanal. It's going to speak about some other very important issues, and it'll encompass the fifth rule that we mentioned. We'll see in a minute what that. We'll remind ourselves what that is. Da. The whole heter speaking mechilas that we spoke about. Aval im gomerim oyim ha'inyan kolach adufinyanam vura b'poskim mashenigme darki kinyanam shivasurim lachzim izah tali b'zeh. That was like this. If they already, when he told him the story, don't do a business deal with Shimon because he's out to get you, or don't do a shidduch with Shimon because they're out to get you, the tree, all those kinds of things, that's only what if they weren't goymer the inyan, they didn't finish already they didn't conclude the kinyan, etc. He says if they did, so then you have to know the following. If he knows that by telling over this gossip, there won't be any damage involved, he won't do any damage to him, but he'll only be more careful. In other words, I'm telling Shimon, you better watch out. Reuven said he's going to get you. So if you know Shimon's, he's not going to go ahead out of his way to go hurt Reuven. Just what? He's going to know to now protect himself, to watch himself. Therefore, it is permissible to tell him, and it's the right thing to do. If he knows the guy he's telling, he says to Shimon, listen, Reuven said that if he meets you at the chasen, he's going to beat you up. Right? And you know that the nature of Shimon is such. If you tell him this, he'll right away, on the spot, he's a hothead, right? He's right away, he's not even going to try to figure, you know, maybe Reuven didn't mean it, maybe I'll be able to figure out a different way. Right away, you tell Shimon this, you know what's going to happen? Right away, he's going to paskin what's going to be. He's right away going to go and cause danger and damage to Reuven. Now, Reuven becomes the victim. Reuven maybe said such a thing. And maybe you tell Shimon, listen, it sounds like Reuven maybe is going to do something to you. Okay, so you're allowed to tell Shimon, so protect himself. If you know the nature of Shimon, he's a hothead. The first thing he's going to do is go slash Reuven's tires, yeah? Just based on what I say, even if what he does is not worse than what the Beis Din would paskin for him to do. In other words, either way, if two witnesses said, Taka, this is what Reuven did, Reuven was going to do, etc. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take the law into your own hands. If you know that Shimon is going to right away act upon the information you're telling him, not to protect himself, but to mete out justice against Reuven, then you're not allowed to tell Shimon. Even if Al Pidin, so to speak, it's justified or it's justice what would be in Beis Din, so what? That's not what's happening here. It's you telling Reuven. The only reason why you're allowed to tell him is to protect himself. I'm allowed to tell you this guy's out to get you in business, or he's going to hurt you, he's going to, whatever it is, trying to cheat you. I'm allowed to do that so you can protect yourself. Not so that you can go be the prosecutor, the judge, and the executioner. so you can take law into your own hands. Right? You're not allowed that your speech cause it damage. You can't say, I didn't tell him to do that. If you knew that that was a good possibility, then it's usur, it's rechilus. Right? Since it would cause him damage, which right? If it not would had not have been for his mouth, even if he would have testified in Bezin, after all, what do you mean? if what Shimon's now going to do to Reuven, Bezdin would have done, right? Doesn't make a difference. Because you are telling Shimon what happened, right? So you're what? You're how many people? You're one person. So you tell Shimon that Reuven did such and such to you. Why am I telling you who did it? He slashed your tire. To realize, don't park near Reuven, because every time you park, he's going to slash your tire, right? So you're not allowed to tell him that. Are you or not? Well, if it's to protect himself, you're allowed to tell him. But if you know by telling Shimon, Reuven slashed your tire, instead of protecting himself, what's Shimon going to do? He's going to go, let's say, to Reuven slash his tire, or take his money, whatever it is. And even if something that Bezdin would have said that was the justified thing, so what? I'm only how many Eidim? I'm only one Eid right now, right? Mela, it's not Motos, because Bezdin, they couldn't have been Mechayim. Mela, my voice. Okay. It's causing the damage. But if there's two people telling the story, Shimroi Batsman Inyan, they both saw that Reuven slashed his tires. If that's true, says the Chavetz Chaim, if two people do it, they're allowed to tell Reuven. Again, if their kavana is to take away any further damage. And the worst comes to worst, nothing worse than what the regular justice would do. You need all the other details. It's interesting. If you tell Shimon that Reuven did something to him, really your purpose is that Shimon should protect himself. But if you know Shimon's a hothead, he may go and extract justice from Reuven. If you only want one aid, even if what he's going to do is what Bezdin would have done, it's usher. Right? Because if you went to Bezdin, would Bezdin do it? No, because you're one aid. If it's two, then it could be that would change it. It's interesting that Rechilus would be mutter. The heter would change as long as they have the other four tanoim. Whether you had one person who saw it and telling all the story, or two people. Very interesting. Okay, shkoyach.